Three.
MK Ace, this is W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville. How are you doing this morning?
You out there headed to work or something?
Writing down your call sign. I think we might have talked once before, but I've got a doctor's appointment at 8:40, and in about a half an hour, I'm going to check into that early bird net on 75 meters there, over.
I think we talked yesterday in the group. The early bird net, what's the frequency on that, and what time does that start?
It's 3.940, and they take pre-check-ins, probably doing it now, but I think to officially, get checked in, I think it's between 4:45 and 6 a.m., and like after you get 10 check-ins within your first 30 days, they mail you a beautiful certificate, they say. And I don't know, last night the band conditions were really bad, but I might have earned it, but I might have to get one more to get it. But it's something they need to check into.
That. Yeah, I heard you talking about it yesterday, and I think it was. I couldn't sleep last night, this morning, whatever you call it. So finally I got up about 3, a little after 3, thought I would come in here. But I was thinking about the net, so that could be something to do, because there's nobody on the repeater up until now. So, it's tough when you can't sleep.
My friend, I got that problem a lot. And another one to check in, if I am mistaken, your name was Marshall. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I apologize if I am. But anyway, another one is the Century Club net, the 3905 Century Club net. Now, they'll change frequencies. Sometimes they'll be on, my memory. They'll be on 40 meters, 20 meters. They'll even go like 160 meters and 80 meters. But they start a little earlier, around 1, 2 in the morning. But you can pull it up on the internet. It's 3905centuryclub.org, I believe.
Hold on, let me mute this radio here. You're correct on the name. It is Marshall here. I just pulled up 3940 on the SDR, internet SDR that I try to use out there. And there's some people that are starting to hear so, and then check in.
Hey, I would go ahead and check in, man. I've heard bad stuff about 75 meters, 80 meters. I guess the old timers call 75. But anyway, I have yet to find anybody being rude or mean or bad language or anything. And they welcome me in, and I would just jump in there, man. You'll probably hear me on there in a little bit, although I need to lay down a little bit before I go to bed, but I want to try to check in this morning if the band conditions are good. Sometimes I haven't been able to get in because the band conditions were terrible, but anyway, it's worth checking into.
I've got a new radio coming, if the guy will ever ship it to me, and then I'll be able to hook up this amp over here, and I have a little bit better chance of getting into some of these things. So we'll see what happens. I'll listen for you there, and then also on the repeater here. I guess other guys don't get out to work this early in the morning.
We're probably a little early for them guys, but anyway, yeah. Can I ask you what you're running now? I'm running 100 watts on HF, but that should get there if they're going to be able to get there.
I'm running 100 watts off a Yaesu FT710, and I got a Hermes Light 2 SDR coming in, and I've got a amp over here to do about 250 to 300 watts. That's QRP driven, so I will use it with that when it gets in.
No problem. I don't have any amps. I've got a ICOM 7300 that I've been using a lot, but because I've only had it like 2 or 3 weeks. But I've also, my first HF rig was a Yaesu FT450D, and I alternate. I'll go back between one or the other, but I get in there with 100 watts, no problem. I've talked all over the world recently on 100 watts. I've got about 49 countries already, and I'm a new ham too, so it's exciting. I love it.
You hit the ground running. I've got like 36, 39 countries, and I haven't even been trying or anything like that. I wanted to concentrate on that this year. That's one reason for the rework of the station here and some antennas to go up if the weather ever cooperates out there. I got 48 out of the 50 states, and again, I've not even been trying for that. So I still got to get Hawaii and Alaska. Those two are going to be tough from the East Coast here, though.
Oh, I don't know about that. You're doing better than me with the worked off states. I think I've got 25 or 26. But I got Alaska the other day. The same day I got Alaska, I thought it was going to be real hard, too. I got Alaska, I got Mexico, I got Colombia, and 2 days ago, I think it was, I got Faroe Islands, which, you know, I have to look this stuff up. But it's between Iceland and Norway. I got them, and I got Colombia the same day. So it's possible. I think Hawaii is going to elude me a little bit, but I don't know for sure.
A lot of it is not sometimes as much difficult to make the trip as, you know, there's not a lot of hams in Alaska and places like that, so you got to find when one of them is actually on the air.
That is true, and, you know, like the weekends that they have these DX competitions is a real good time. Worked on space, the Century Club, 3905.org, I think I said. That's a good place to get some of your states, but it sounds like you're doing better than me on that. But, I think some of the states that's going to elude us is probably going to be up around Montana, Wyoming, you know, Idaho, and up in that area. But because there's not, I don't think there's a whole lot of hams in that area.
Yeah, there is fewer hams out there. I've noticed that a lot of the POTA stations out west have problems. But back here in the east, you've got, you know, hundreds of, or thousands of hams within a 400-mile radius of wherever you are, probably. And it's a little bit easier to make contact on things like that. I just enjoy this. I play with it when I get a chance. I probably ought to spend more time on it. But I've been around ham radio, though I wasn't licensed in the early days. I was just listening since the 70s when I first got interested. Then I got involved again about 2006, and after kids and marriage and all that stuff. Now that I'm retired, I got more time for this stuff.
Dad, I'm fixing to have to go back to work this coming, Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. It'll put a brakes on that, but, you know, we got to do what we got to do to take care of things. So, yeah, man, it's a real fun hobby. I'm about 55, and I think I am 55. I ain't sure. I got to look. But anyway, I wish I had got into it a long time ago, but I do love the hobby. I've been doing a lot of interesting things in a short amount of time.
Sound like you hit the ground running. Yeah, by earlier days I had the money and didn't have the time. Now I got the time and ain't got the money being retired. I retired in 2018 and then moved up here to Polk County in 2022. Well, actually up to Hendersonville in 2022 and then down here in 2023. So got the time now, just don't have the money. Actually got the money, the wife just don't want me spending it. So, you know how that goes, I'm sure. I'll be 69 in May, so I guess my ham radio days are getting getting shorter.
I don't know about that, my friend. You know, you're never too old. I see people all the time getting them late in life, but I'm one of them. But, you know, it sounds like you got the equipment to get out there. I'm only running an in-bed halfway, but... And I might be fixing to buy me a vertical that'll do like 6 meters up to 80 meters or something like that. And try to see if I need to hit Asia to get worked off continents. But I just keep plugging and I learn a lot from people like you and older folks that been in a while, and just have fun with it because there's so much to do in the hobby.
I got a couple of infed halfways that are essentially while they're chameleon antennas, MCOM units, and I'm working to put a vertical up out there and then put in a 40-meter dedicated either inverted V or a flat-top dipole because I do some nets on 40, so I want a little bit better coverage just on that band.
Hey, cool. What frequency are you doing the net on 40? Because I might check into it if I can. You depend on the time of day.
Night watch in the afternoons at 4 and again at 5 in our time zone here. They're at 71.92. And then the main one I use is the Country Hams net, which is 9 o'clock every day, Monday through Saturday. Monday through Saturday. And a pretty good bunch of guys scattered around over Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, Carolina, both the Carolinas up into Pennsylvania and up that way. So, you know, not too hard to talk to most of those guys, and they're all pretty friendly.
Cool. I didn't write it down, but I'm pretty familiar with that band. I'll tell you one else I've checked into once or twice on 80 meters. If, I don't know if they changed frequencies or not, but I want to say it was 3.849, and they call it the Rooster something net. And I'm not sure exactly how they work yet, but that's another one that it comes on. I think it's usually a little bit after the one we're fixing to check into. And so that's another one you might check into.
Yeah, there's also South Cars every day. Runs from like, I think, 8 in the morning or something like that to 1 o'clock. And they have different net controllers moving around in the southeast here. And I'm going to check in when I do check in. They're at, 72.51 each day.
That's good to know. I was going to ask you also before we get off here, because I'm fixing to go try to check in. Well, I guess we probably got about 15 minutes or something like that. My clock in the car is probably wrong. But there's a ham fest in Greenwood, South Carolina this Saturday, and I'm going to try to attend. Maybe bring my brother-in-law along if he can get out of work soon enough, but I wanted to know if you might be heading up that way.
You know, this weekend with the snow and stuff supposedly come in, the weather, I'll probably just stay inside. I'm a Florida boy, lived there all my life until we moved up here, and I got very little experience driving on snow and ice, so I'll probably just stay in and play radio.
Yeah, copy that. Well, yeah, that probably depends, too, on us. I'm not real good in driving in snow like that, and so I think they're only calling for like an inch of snow Friday, but typically around here where I live in South Carolina, they buy up everything in the grocery stores and they act like the world's coming to an end, but a lot of times it melts the same day, but the temperature's going to be low enough. If it might stick a little bit. Just hope we don't get no ice.
Calling up here in our area somewhere between 2 to 4 inches, but you know, who knows? You won't know until after it's actually happened, really. So I'll just hang around here. I got to run down to Boiling Springs probably tomorrow, pick up some prescriptions for the wife, and then Thursday, wouldn't he? Today's Wednesday, and then Friday we'll just stay home.
There'll be other ones. I really don't need anything, but you know, maybe a connector here and there, but if I can make it, I'll make it. If not, it ain't in the world either there. So, Marshall, it's great talking to you. I'm going to button up the hatches here, and I'm going to go turn on the HF rig, and maybe I'll hear you in there, my friend.
But at least I'll listen for you over there on that frequency and that net. W4MKH for ID. We'll be back to monitoring the repeater here.
W4MKH. 8th. I wrote it down. Yeah, I think that's right. And, but yeah, well, 73's to you, and, yeah, don't hesitate to jump in there. I guess it depends on me whether I need to go lay down for my doctor's appointment, and then if I can get in, I'm going to check in and out real quick just to see if I can get my last one to get that certificate. And I'm going to be clear on your final. This is W4SBS.
Good luck on getting checked in. Good luck on the doctor's appointment and all that. W4MKH 73 to you there, Brad.
And W4SBS, going to be clear.